The separation of church and state. Many have declared this to be a must for America. They claim that faith has no place in or connection to the state. This is something that the Founding Fathers apparently carved into the founding of the United States of America. How can that claim be true when you look at these passages from the Declaration of Independence? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Moving forward, we therefore, the representatives of the United States of America and General Congress, assembled appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do in the name and by authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states. And the document concludes with, and for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. When you look at the religious beliefs of the 56 signers of that Declaration of Independence, at the time of the signing, only one member was an active member of the clergy. That was John Witherspoon of New Jersey, by the way. 55 of the signers were Protestant Christians. Charles Carroll of Maryland was Roman Catholic. But wait a minute. Thomas Jefferson himself said he saw a separation of church and state as a priority. He did, but not how so many people claim. Here are Jefferson's own words about this issue. It's a letter he wrote in 1802 to the Danbury Baptist Association, believing with you that religion is a matter which lies solely between man and his God, that he owes account to none other for his faith or his worship, that the legitimate powers of government reach actions only and not opinions. I contemplate with sovereign reverence that act of the whole American people which declare that their legislature should make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, thus building a wall of separation between church and state. Or in other words, Jefferson's will was to keep the state out of the church, not the other way around, as so many have twisted Jefferson's own words into. This is why the words of history are so valuable. While time can heal old wounds, time can also open the door for ignorance of facts through the absence of knowledge about the facts. Enslavement to lies should never be a choice. This is why Jesus taught in John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32, then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Paul also wrote in Romans chapter 16, verse 17, "Now I urge you, brethren, note that those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them."